Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Mick Billing, Executive Chairman of Thor Mining, which is an exploration and development company with focus on resources in America and Australia. Good day, Mick. How are you?
G'day, Rob. Nice to talk to you again.
That's good. It's been a while since we last caught up. Are you able to give us an update on progress being made?
Yeah, Rob, we've just got back from almost about half a week or thereabouts out at our Bonya project that we have in joint venture with Arafura. And for those who know the story, Bonya is about 30 kilometres the other side of Molly Hill. And we hope that before we're all much older, Bonya will be will have some resources and will be contributing to the ore feed at into the proposed plant at Molly Hill. Most people possibly know, and for those that don't, we conducted a drill program at Bonya back in or around April. Had some very, very nice intersections at two of the deposits, White Violet and Samarkand. And so we, our next job is there to turn those deposits at least, and hopefully some more in the over the slightly longer time frame, into resources that we can then start to think about scheduling into the Molly Hill production profile. So we went back there second half of last week and arrived back early this week, and we walked all over particularly White Violet and Samarkand, and it's a bit tricky because we're looking for outcropping scheelite or scheelite rocks that are loose in scree on the ground on the hills, and the best way to look for those is to shine an ultraviolet light at the rock or on the ground, and you can only do that when it's dark. So if you could imagine three of us slipping and sliding up and down the scree-covered slopes with cap lamps on to make sure we didn't fall over and break our ankles, every now and again turning those cap lamps off, shining the UV light around and looking for something that glows bright blue in the dark. Afterwards, because it was very cold, we back in by the campfire and had a glass of wine. And that's all a good thing to do. How did we go? I guess it's fair to say that at Samarkand, I think we have identified areas that we will target in our next drilling program that extend beyond the previous drilling program, as well as going deeper at Samarkand and maybe doing some infill work as well, because we think there's plenty of growth capacity there. And the look we had late last week, early this week, I think confirmed that. At White Violet, I'm not sure we've found any significant extensions, but we do have a couple of drill holes that we think could and should have gone a bit deeper, and one that in hindsight we would one or two in hindsight we would place slightly differently to give a better test of what is there, as well as going deeper and doing some infill work. So we're hoping to go back there in I think the driller is scheduled to go back there early in September, depending on how soon he finishes his current job. And, you know, we've identified lots of targets for them, and pretty happy about that.
Well, good. Maybe it'll be a bit warmer in September then as well.
Hopefully it was. We were camping out at night in Swags under the stars, which does sound a bit romantic, but when there's a wind coming straight off the South Pole, it was a bit bitter once in the evenings. While we were there, we... Bonya, for those who do know the story, was quite a bit of copper around, and we went and looked at a couple of sites where there had historically been some copper reported, sticking out of the ground, and we found a couple. So I'm not sure that there are deposits there that are going to rival things like Olympic Dam or anything of that nature, but there appears to be the makings of a couple of copper deposits, probably small, but that's to be tested, and hopefully reasonable grade, and again that is to be tested, perhaps not in this next drill program, but in subsequent ones. So lots of upside at Bonya. We like it, and we think it will add substantially to the molecule story in the next little while.
Great. I'm going to ask a question about the funding, because there was an RNS that came out recently. So do you think you can elaborate a bit more on that recent RNS you announced on the 5th of August?
Yeah, Rob, the ASX have a rule, as some of our investors know, that once a quarter we need to report our cash reserves and estimate what we will spend in the next 3 months. And we did that, and we reported also in the quarterly report we had sufficient funds to take us through to the end of the year. Now, the ASX did the calculation of they looked at our expenditure estimate for the next quarter and multiplied it by two, completely disregarding the fact that we don't have any field activity scheduled for the December quarter, and said on the basis of multiplying the September quarter expenditure by two, that takes us slightly over our current cash reserves and the amount that we expect and announced that we would expect to get from the Australian Taxation Office by way of R&D grants. It was only just over that twice that amount, but it is what it is. They issued us with a letter to which we had to respond, and then that got published on their website, and of course we then had to publish it in on an RNS as well, for the relevant details of that. It's we've said all along that we are funded right through to the end of 2019, and we stand by that. You know, our funding won't last forever, and let's not pretend there won't be a capital raise at some stage, but let's also not lurch into panic and think we're going to be out going doing a capital raise in the next few weeks. We certainly are not.
Great, so good to hear. You're going to have a webinar with us, I believe, with Share Talk on the 15th of August.
I believe we are. The as I understand it, Share Talk and some others are out talking to investors or asking investors to submit questions. Ask me all the hard questions. I'll answer those that I can, and look forward to doing just that in somewhere around a week's time from now, I think.
Okay, and yes, for anyone listening, obviously the details will be published through our website, and I'm sure you'll also let any investors know how they can actually get in contact to listen to the webinar and pose their questions to you.
Sounds like a good plan.
Brilliant. Thank you, Mick, for taking your time to give us an update, and we'll hear from you soon.
Rob, nice to talk to you. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.